The next Treasurer of Australia, the one left with the mess, will be Joe Hockey. He's on the line. Joe Hockey, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Joe Hockey, Laurie Oakes, a long-time apologist for the Labor Party, wrote at the weekend, Swan will deliver the budget, but it's Hockey who will have to deal with its consequences after the September 14 election. Now, without talking in jargon and clichés, how will Hockey deal with this mess?
Well, Alan, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but obviously we do think about these things, and the starting point is you have to live within your means. And we've said, for example, that the public service in Canberra is 20,000 larger than what it was during the last year of the Howard government. So we're going to have a 12,000 head reduction in the public service in Canberra. We'll save $3.1 billion. We're going to abolish the carbon tax and associated spending. We're going to abolish the mining tax. And the mining tax is raising hardly any money, but the government's budgeting that it's going to raise $2 billion in the year it gets the surplus. So we're going to get rid of the mining tax, and we can't proceed with the school kids bonus, which is $3.8 billion over 3 years, because that's funded by borrowed money. We're going to have a cheaper national broadband network, $60 billion cheaper. We're going to reduce the humanitarian refugee intake from 20,000 to 13,750, which saves $1.2 billion. And I can keep going.
Well, you'll need to keep going because, as your own statement last night said, over the last 5 years, the government has spent $192 billion more than it has raised. It took Howard and Costello almost all of their life in government to reduce a $96 billion debt. This is exactly double.
Well, it's even more, Alan. And, you know, the budget papers are so confused. I have never seen a worse document published by a government in my 17 years in federal politics. It is all about politics.
Okay, just stop there for a moment.
Yep.
That being the case, has this been aided and bettered by and abetted by the bureaucracy?
Well,
if Treasury are complicit in this, aren't you going to be have to sacking some of these people?
Well, I obviously need to find out who is responsible. And ultimately, it is Wayne Swan's name and Penny Wong's name on the front of the budget papers. But the deceit in the budget lies in the fact that they're making spending announcements over 10 or 15 years, but the savings are only 3 or 4 years. In some cases, the assumptions are 2 years. And we're trying to compare apples with oranges within the budget papers. For example, Alan, the government has a $300 billion debt limit, and that's the debt limit that was originally $75 billion, which they increased to $200 billion, then $250 billion, now $300 billion. Nowhere in the budget papers, in the hundreds and hundreds of pages of the budget papers, is there anything that says how much the debt is going to increase to, subject to that debt limit. And we expect, based on the numbers, that it's going to burst through $300 billion of debt in the next 2 years. But there's nowhere that is explained in the budget papers. We have to try and...
Well, the people you're talking to are going to be paying interest of about 8, 9, 10 million every week for God knows how long.
Well, it's more, Alan. It's going to be interest of $35 million a day, $35 million a day on that debt and more. And as interest rates eventually...
Well, you've got to reduce the debt. That's the point. You have to reduce the debt. Now, you mentioned about mining tax. Okay, that goes and that may act as an incentive to investment if investors haven't already given up. Mm. The carbon dioxide tax, which is massively raising the price of energy, which affects all the inputs in business, that most probably will help. Why then do you hang on to renewable energy targets, which are costing beyond $10, $12 billion?
Well, even in the budget papers, the government's cutting back on so-called industry assistance for...
Yeah, but I mean, are you, as a Liberal Party, going to be subsidising wind power and solar power?
Well, Alan will have more to say about it. I don't want to go into...
But the obvious, the pub test answer is no.
Well, but can I... There is a powerful graph in the budget about the forward estimates on the carbon tax. And this is very important for your listeners,
Alan. It's a carbon dioxide tax.
That's right. And what it says is, we've asked them, in 2015, it's meant to be linked to Europe. Currently, the European price is around $3 to $4 a tonne.
Mm. They've adjusted that to 12.
Well, they've adjusted...
And then they're saying it'll be
That's right, $38 a tonne in 2019. So if this market mechanism does not work, they're going to reintroduce a carbon tax in order to try.
Yeah, but they're not going to be there. They're not going to be there, so we can forget them.
Well, let's hope they're not.
No, they're not going to be there. What I'm saying to you is, I mean, are you going to persist with this carbon dioxide global warming hoax, which has led us into massive increases in energy costs? It's demonised coal-fired power and provided massive subsidies to solar power and wind power.
Well, we've said, Alan, that the carbon tax package is going. We've said that.
But what about the billions of dollars for wind power and solar power? Fed into the grid is massively increasing the cost of energy.
Well, again, I...
Why are you hesitant? Why are you hesitant?
Well, because we only got the budget papers last night.
It's not the budget papers. Forget them. Throw them in the bin. I'm saying, are you as a Liberal government going to subsidise wind power and solar power? Are you yes or no?
Well, we are going to continue to do it, Alan, but we are going to do it in a measured way. And
so we've got another motor car industry.
Well, no.
We have.
Well, we
have. If they can survive, why aren't they allowed to survive? Why are taxpayers... Look, the UKIP party, United Kingdom Independent Party, said in that campaign that they ran for local government, we will get rid of all this renewable energy rubbish. Have a look at the vote. Now, don't tell me we're going to vote for you blokes and go on there subsidising wind power and solar power, which is destroying farms, adding to the cost of industry, pushing up the cost of electricity in every people's homes, having old people turning off the power at night. Don't tell me.
Well, Alan, we are not going to make the same mistake Labor made of raising subsidies and support, as they did with the pink bats. And then
why should wind power be subsidised? Why should wind power, unaffordable, why should taxpayers' money be tipped into wind power? Give me one reason.
Well, because at the moment, we have to deal with what we inherit, Alan. That's the key point. And I think people are crying out for stability and predictability. And if you have a government program that is providing funding support for these sorts of initiatives, and people build their small businesses or their...
Joe, we're broke, for God's sake.
Alan, no one is more...
Okay, well, Joe, let me ask you a question. I'm a bit tired of broadcasting. I've decided I can make an industry out of posturepedic chairs, but they will cost me $250. So I'm wondering if you'll give me a $150 subsidy like you're doing for the wind farmers and solar. Why can't I have a $150 subsidy on my chairs?
Well, Alan...
They'll keep me alive longer, Joe.
Can I tell you, I come from a family of small business that never got a subsidy from government and had to deal with all the government...
Well, why are you subsidising these people?
Well, Alan, you will see... I need to consult with my colleagues about the state of the budget.
Okay, right.
I think it is irresponsible for me to have knee-jerk reactions.
Righto, good on you. Okay, so come back and we'll ask... Now, let me tell you.